Magic 931's Brooke and Vogue.
We are joined by the legend himself, Peter Coombe. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, you're coming to the Chaffey Theatre. You mentioned just before, it's the first time in, you think, over 20 years since you've been here in the Riverland?
I think so, yes. I was trying to think about it before you rang, and it must be probably 25 years, actually. But I have a very, very fond memories of the theatre, partly because you've got the most beautiful Yamaha grand piano. So I'm hoping we could use it on the day, because it's a gorgeous piano.
I'm just trying to think, 25 years ago, Brooke and I, if we were there, probably would have been one-year-olds, possibly. But it's really exciting having you along, even just for my sake. Brooke has been singing along to all your classics here in the studio. It's been very entertaining, and I'm sure even better in the Chaffey with the real thing itself.
Yes, they'll be. Well, all the classics will be there. I mean, I'm sure you know them, you know. Toffee apple, spaghetti bolognese, wash your face, orange juice, excuse paper mama, spaghetti bolognese. But there'll also be some Christmas songs as well, because I had this Christmas album I released about 30 years ago. It's a couple sort of I'll try and be not to be too immodest, but it has become a bit of a family classic, and people often put their Christmas trees up to it each year, which is rather lovely. Quite a few songs from the Christmas album as well.
Well, that's got to be a good feeling, knowing you're part of people's Christmases.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a very rather special album for me, because it's special because all the songs are original, and there's very few Christmas albums around that are just 100% original songs. They've always got, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman or that kind of thing on them as well. But these are just all new songs.
I'd say even fewer of those albums where the songs are actually good, so you've done a really good job there. Going back to some of your classics, you wrote those songs, you know, a lot of them quite a while ago. I would have had them on a little VHS tape. Over the years, people must have pitched new lyrics to you, or you came up with maybe some grosser things for the kids to do. Have you had any feeling of changing any of them at any point?
No, I think it would be something I wouldn't want to do, is to change lyrics in retrospect. So 35 years down the track. The only one that it would be interesting to do something slightly different with would be Newspaper Mama, because people no longer throw newspapers over the fence.
Sure,
that's very true.
But I did do a kind of a COVID version of Newspaper Mama about 12 months ago. That seemed like an appropriate thing to do. But to answer your question, no, I don't think I really want to change lyrics, because sometimes I do change lyrics in retrospect a little bit, but I'm quite happy with the ones that I had to now.
Well, so are we and the rest of Australia. Your classic songs, Peter. I do want to ask you, you know, you've been doing it for quite a while now. What is it that keeps you going? What brings you back to, especially places like the Riverland?
Well, first of all, I was asked to come to the Riverland, so that was an invitation to come up and do a special show around Christmas time. So, but I mean, why do I do it? I do it because I love it. It really is a labour of love, and it's never been like felt like work to me. And I'm one of those lucky people who have a job that I just simply, you know, love it, and I feel very fortunate. So that's the reason why I keep. And I also say I can still do it. I think you have to be kind of realistic about yourself as you get older. Can you still do it? Do you still enjoy doing it? And do people still want to come and hear you do it? So now that we'll find out on the 7th, the 18th, whether that's true or not.
I'm sure you will have it booked out. I know I would love to be there, as I'm sure plenty of... Riverland is great and small as well. Peter, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I should say one more thing before I forget, that this show is special, and it includes also my Belly Flop and a Pizza Band. My four guys will come up from Adelaide. And also a lovely group of singers from Renmark called the Fabulous Kumets, and they're going to be in the show. So it's my big show, plus some gorgeous projections. So it's one of my... It's a very special one.
It sounds like it's going to be a really good one. Thank you so much, Peter.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.